You know, sometimes when you wake up and you've taken your shower and you're just sitting there in your towel, how you're so tired or lazy that you don't want to get dressed. This morning was one of those mornings for me. I just did not want to get up and do anything. And so instead, I laid in my bed and I imagined I had some sexy, sexy daddy who would pick out my clothing for me. After all, I am a baby doll, and you dress baby dolls. So, I imagine that I told him, I don't want to get dressed. I just want to lay here and have you pick out my clothing today, Daddy. And of course, he would try to be a good daddy and say, no, you need to get up and get dressed like a good girl. But I wouldn't relent. I would just lay there and give him my cute puppy dog eyes with my big green emeralds and say, please, I don't want to get up. I just want to be a princess and lay here in bed and have you dress me. By the way, I'm recording this in a Venice Beach condo, so if you hear obnoxious noises out the window, thank you, California. Anyway, so before our mood was so rudely interrupted, I would try to con him and plead and beg for him to make the decision on what I should wear, what I should wrap my body in. And after all, as I would tell him, this gives you a chance to touch me all over and dress me exactly how you want me. And of course, who wouldn't say no to that? I mean, anyone with a cerebral cortex wouldn't say no to that. And language pathology, like language mobility, I guess. Anyway, so he would say yes and go to my closet. And he'd pick out the sexiest lingerie I own, which would be a gorgeous set of red lace lingerie with nude stockings from La Perla. I don't own this currently, but I'm projecting it out there that one day I will own this and I will look like a fucking fox in it. Anyway, he'd pick that out. And to go with my gorgeous red lingerie and nude stockings, he would pick out a beautiful. What color should we do? How about. Black is too easy. Why don't we do a red dress? A red, deep red. Merlot, not Merlot, because that's more violet or wine colored, but like a deep burgundy. Burgundy is nice. Let's do burgundy. A deep velvet red burgundy dress to go with my red lace lingerie. Delicious. And I do look good in red. So, yes, that is what Daddy would pick out. And to go with that beautiful ensemble, he would pick out a pair of gorgeous nude pumps. Pumps? Yeah, let's do that. With a platform shoe. Platform heel. No, not platform heel. What am I saying? Platform toe? I think that's it. Yes. Nude pumps, nude stockings to make my legs look hella long, as if they aren't already. A gorgeous burgundy red velvet dress, 1950s/60s style. Just, decadent. And beautiful red lace lingerie. That is what Daddy would dress me in. And of course, I wouldn't have any objections, but then I wouldn't be allowed to object because it's Daddy, and Daddy's rules are number one. So I'd lay there in bed. He'd pick out my clothing. He'd open up my robe, and of course, I'd be naked underneath. since I wasn't wearing anything, Daddy has to pick out the outfit today. And so he would start by taking my arms out of my robe so that I'm just in my towel on my head, because I would have showered already by now. And he'd start with stockings, because those are my favorite. He'd take one. He'd tell me to lie on my back so that my legs were off the bed. And then he'd stand between my legs at the end. He'd take my right leg, so his left, and he'd hold it up in the air. I'd stretch it out, and then he'd take the stocking, put it over my foot, down my to my heel, past my ankle, roll it down my calf to my knee, gently put it over my knee, because that's where the tears happen, and then slide it down to my thigh. And he'd make sure it's nice and snug. And then he'd also kiss from my ankle all the way down to the band of the stocking. Just to tease me. Then, of course, I'd start giggling, because that's what I do. Then he would do the other one the same way. Take my leg, put it in the air. Stretch out my leg, start at my toes, uncurling the stocking over my heels to my ankles, down my calf to my knee, carefully putting it over my knees, and then unrolling it to my thigh. And then he would kiss from my toes to my arch, to my ankle, all the way down my calf, my knee, and then all the way to the band of my stocking. And it would drive me insane, because my pussy is right there, so exposed and so bare for him to touch, to kiss, just to even lick real sweetly. Or even just put his fingertips on it. He wouldn't have to put them in yet. And of course, I would try to wiggle my hips to entice him. And he would know what I was doing. And he would tell me that princesses don't act like that. But this princess does. He'd give my thigh a playful slap, telling me I'm a bad girl. But I know he likes it. Then he'd go over and he'd get the underwear of my beautiful lingerie set. I always like boy shorts for underwear. I think it's really sexy when your ass hangs out the bottom, but the top is nice and covered, so like if your skirt blows up, it's not as risky as a thong. Oh, sounds like there are cute girls outside. Anyway, so in this scenario, it would be a cute little panty set where it's not a thong, so my whole butt isn't exposed, but my butt cheeks at the bottom are. So you can still grab some, but if my skirt flies up by accident, I don't really flash anybody too badly. Plus it's lace, so you can see through it anyway. It's just there for show. So now, he'll hold the panties up. And because he knows I love watching his bulge, he'll take my panties and he'll just gently rub the crotch of his pants with it. Oh, God. I love being naked with a man who's clothed. Even better if he's in a suit. And then he'll take my panties. He'll hook them over my feet, slide them along my legs, and then he'll tell me to lift up. So I'll put my heels on the bed and I'll lift my hips. And he'll slide them up underneath my ass, on the sides of my hips, and then he'll trace them to my pussy. Then he'll finally touch me. He'll finally rub his hand over my pussy. Because I have been such a good girl, so obedient, and I haven't sassed. And he does love to tease me. Oh, I'm doing this right now. Have to get in the mindset, right? But he won't let me have that pleasure for long. No, because he's a daddy. He knows I have to get dressed first. Fun comes after. Mr. Rule Maker. So, we'll stop. And I'll probably whine, because that's what I do. And instead, he'll laugh under his breath. And he'll go over and get my bra that matches this beautiful lace panty set. And he'll tell me to stand up and to put my arms out. So, I will stand up and put my arms out. He'll spin me around so that I'm facing the bed. He'll hook the bra straps over my hands, along my arms, until they're on my breasts. And then he'll clasp the back. And he will adjust so that each one of my beautiful tits sits in its cup nicely. And of course, because I'm standing there looking so gorgeous, he'll tell me to take my arms from the front of my body and stretch them to the sides like a T shape. He'll take his hands and he'll wrap them around the front of my breasts. And he'll squeeze them in their cute little red lace bra. And then he'll slide his hands down my body, the sides of my torso, rib cage to my belly, to my hips. Then he'll take his hands and he'll slide them over my lace panties, down to my butt. He'll squeeze my butt cheeks and then he'll give me a playful slap. Can I please have another one, sir? I'll say, after gently soothing the cheek he has slapped, he'll slap the other one. And from then, he'll pick up my beautiful deep red velvet dress. He'll go to his knees, unzip the back, and tell me to step into it. And of course I'll have to steady myself on his shoulder, because he loves when I pretend to be helpless. I'll step in, and then he'll pull it up my long legs, past my knees, up over my hips to my waist. He'll tell me to put my arms in the sleeves, and I will, because I'm a good girl. And then he'll adjust it so that it's covering my torso, and he'll zip up the back. And then, of course, he gets to touch me all over and smooth it out. Has to make his baby doll super presentable. Never know who's gonna come by and see me. And from there, he'll bring me my beautiful nude pumps. He'll have me sit on the bed, and he'll put each one on my feet. And then he'll tell me to stand up. And so I will. I'll stand up facing him, looking incredibly gorgeous with my hair in a towel. And then he'll spin me around, push me on the back to the bed with my hips and legs still upright. He'll bend me in half, basically. He'll pull up my skirt, tell me to spread my legs, and I will. And he'll press the crotch of his pants into my ass and my pussy from behind. Oh. He'll make sure I feel the bulge growing in his pants. That favorite of mine in the morning. Of knowing how much I turn him on without really seeing it with my eyes, but feeling it against me. Oh, it feels amazing. And from there, I'll hear his zipper unzip, and I'll know what comes next. I'll feel him pull my panties from my ass crack to the side. Oh, and by now, I will be soaking wet, because I need him so bad. I need my daddy dom. Oh, he'll tell me to spread my legs further, and I will. And then I'll feel his cock teasing my entrance from behind, needing to slip it inside me. That raw primal desire. Dressing me will have turned him on. Oh, picking out what I wear all day. Dressing me to his specifications, which happen to be mine too. He will love it. And then he'll slip his cock inside me. Oh, fuck. And then he'll fuck me with it. Oh, I'm pressing my face into the bed, using his hand on the back of my neck. Oh, fucking nailing me. Fucking his pretty baby doll. It will be so enjoyable. I'm not gonna come this audio, but you're welcome to. In fact, you're welcome to record yourself by audio coming and send it to me, because I want to hear if this turns you on too. And if you're a girl or a lady and you enjoy the idea of being dressed up, please make an audio telling me exactly what you want your daddy, or me as your daddy even, to dress you up like. So, I hope you enjoyed my little California beach getaway fantasy scenario. And I hope you all have a cute daddy that dresses you sometimes too. Bye-bye.